Our guest today on the World Cafe, Cold War Kids, released their debut, Robbers and Cowards, in 2006, and recently released their second album, Loyalty to Loyalty. Today we'll hear a live set and talk with bassist Matt Maust and lead singer Nathan Willett. Let's get right to a performance of I've Seen Enough, Cold War Kids. I've Seen Enough from Cold War Kids, who are playing live for us today. We're getting a chance to talk with Matt and Nathan, the bass, the lead. You guys seem like the heart of the band. Am I dissing everybody else?
I wouldn't say we're the heart. I mean, we're one heart.
The multi-chambered heart.
Beating us one.
Yeah, no, we're very much one of those bands that are like Cold War Kids is the artist. Like we're like kind of like. Enter name here, right. Enter person's name.
You had such blog love to begin with. Everybody was a Cold War Kids fan, and then there was like this backlash. How did that affect you guys any at all in preparing for the second album?
I think anything has backlash. I mean, that's not really the question you're asking, but I think anything has backlash, and I think that we chose to go full throttle. I mean, it's not going to make us not record a second record, and we.
I think
that
it's not going to change the second record either.
Yeah,
sort of the other part.
I think we're conscious of it, but at the same time, you want to like somewhat create in a vacuum, like any listener or appreciator of art they want to think that the artists they are viewing or liking or disliking is creating in a vacuum, unaware of them. So I think that we definitely try to move in that direction. But like at the same time, we're the kind of band that our audience is extremely important to us, and like when we play live, we draw them in and not shut them out.
I love the booklet for this and the sort of Mexican travelscape, which is a lot of what goes on in the pictures of this. How did that come to be the art, and is that just a natural thing from being where you are in that part of Southern California?
A lot of the Mexicanness, as you say, it's very much there. Yeah, we actually went to Mexico for like 3-4 days, and we took Matt Wignall, who does a lot of photography for us and even helps us with engineering and recording here and there. We took him with us, and he had all the photos from that, the covers from that. Yeah, the song Mexican Dogs came from that trip as well. A couple of days later, we came up with that one. Yeah, that trip was one of the first trip that we went down and not over. And we'd like to go down there again, definitely, as soon as we can. But.
Well, you mentioned Mexican Dogs, so maybe we should to get a performance of that. Is that possible?
Yeah. That's Mexican Dogs. Is Cold War Kids were playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and maybe I guess the first thing I ended up downloading was something is not right with me. Is there anything we should know about this before you guys do it?
This is a version. This is a different version that we do of this, where it's kind of like a drum machine and Johnny's doing vocals, and it's a little more chilled out kind of.
Cool. Well, it's a good song. This is something that's not right with me. Advertised a bit of a different version of Something Is Not Right With Me from Cold War Kids, which is one you'll find on the second album, the new one, Loyalty to Loyalty. And we're having a chance to talk with Matt and Nathan and hear these performances live today. The first time one hears one of the actually one of the slower things on the album called Every Man I Fall For, there's a bit of head scratching on this one. It's a gender shift in the lyrics, and Nate, where did this come from?
We had the music for a little while, and I didn't have any lyrics for it, and I was doing a lot, just kind of free versing it, and Averro kind of stopped me and said, like, "Hey, did you say Every Man I Fall For?" And I said, like, "Oh, I don't know, but I like that idea, you know." So I kind of wrote off of that, and it was a fun thing to kind of right from a woman's perspective, and to it was one of those few songs where I actually kind of thought, like, I really don't want to screw this up in terms of making something like really something that really takes you out of it, or something that you'd say clearly this is like not the way a woman thinks or something. So it became like a combination of just friends, women's experience, and from my experience of talking to them about like a lot of things. And it also, I kind of thought later on, I realized like my parents being divorced and my mom being like a single woman, watching her dating and things like this, and like the ways that a loss of relationship affects women in totally different, unique ways than men. And that was something that I realized like later on, that a lot of where that came from, I think. Yeah.
It's interesting you're even being very careful talking about it.
Yeah.
And then not wanting to
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot I could say about it. If we have an hour or so.
Sure.
Maybe.
Nate's been scared that he's going to get into some trouble with that song. I've heard him say before.
Yeah.
Not with like immediate people in his life, but just like in the grand scheme.
Right.
Every man I fall for drinks his coffee black. Love and hate are tattooed on his knuckles, and my name is on his back.
That is Every Man I Fall For, and a bit of the story about how that came together. Thank you guys so much for playing live today. It's always great when you guys get to set up and do this.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Cold War Kids are guests today here on the World Cafe.